Welcome to Parshas HaShavua. This week's Parsha is Parsha Vayakel and Pekudei. It's a long Parsha, a double portion together because it's not a leap year. Vayakel Pekudei is an interesting Parsha. It basically is a repetition of Truma and Tetzaveh, where we learned all about the commandment to build the Mishkan. And Vayakel Pekudei is Moshe Rabbeinu coming down the mountain, telling them to build the Mishkan, and this the story of the Mishkan being donated to and also being built. It's also the Shabbos, also Parshas HaChodesh, one of the four special Parshas that we read on this time of the year. It's Parshas HaChodesh. It talks about the first mitzvah that was given to the Jewish people as a nation, which was the mitzvah of making a Rosh Chodesh, making the calendar, and also the mitzvah of the Jewish people preparing themselves for Korban Pesach, because the month of Nisan, Parshas HaChodesh is always on Shabbos Mevarchim Nisan or on Rosh Chodesh Nisan itself. And of course, this is what we used to do, prepare for the Korban Pesach, the Paschal Lamb, which was brought Erev Pesach in the temple. So what I do want to share with you is something beautiful from the Sori Alofim, a Sefer, which I've quoted a number of times, and on the Parsha of Vayakel, and with a nice message and a nice lesson. And we know like this, when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain, he gathers the Jewish people, and he says to them the mitzvah of Shabbos. Six days of the week you shall work. The seventh day you should keep Shabbos and so on. Then he tells them that they have to build a Mishkan. He tells them what to donate to the Mishkan, and he tells them how the whole thing is going to work. So we have the mitzvah of Shabbos that precedes the mitzvah of building the tabernacle, building the Mishkan, the sanctuary that stood in the desert. However, beforehand, in Parshas Truma, Tzaveh, and a bit of Kisisa, where we also have the whole instruction of building the Mishkan, we also have the mitzvah of Shabbos, but it's completely different. There, Hashem first gives the mitzvah of building the Mishkan, using all the materials and the resources and constructing the vessels and the building of the Mishkan. And at the end, it says, but don't forget to keep Shabbos. Now, from the general juxtaposition between Shabbos and the Mishkan, we learn that there are 39 principal activities that are prohibited on Shabbos because whatever they were allowed to do in the Mishkan, whatever they were doing in the Mishkan was prohibited on Shabbos. And therefore, that's how we derive what is prohibited on Shabbos, because we derive the 39 melachos that they did in the Mishkan to prepare for the Mishkan, to prepare the building, is exactly the same stuff you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And that's why the Mishkan didn't override Shabbos, and there was no construction on the Shabbos. But we have to understand why in the beginning, when the instruction was given, it's the Mishkan and then Shabbos, and why in this week's parasha, it's Shabbos and then the Mishkan. So he explains the following idea. It says, everything in the world has a guf and a neshama, a body and a soul. Even when we do something, an action, the action, the behavior itself is the body, the physical part. The intention, the good intention, the motivation, the enthusiasm, that's the neshama. And, of course, often we can do two things, meaning we can do the same behavior in two different ways because the intention can be different. So therefore, when we do things, like we do business or we eat or any behavior that we engage in, our job, our mission, our opportunity is to reflect on what's our intention. Not only the mitzvahs, of course, when we have an opportunity to take a physical object and do a mitzvah, that's of course, right? But even the regular mundane things that we do, the food that we eat, the business that we do, the recreation that we enjoy, we have to ask ourselves, are we doing this just for ourselves? Are we doing it just to have fun, just for our own benefit and enjoyment? Or is it, as the Pasuk, as King Solomon says, "Bechol derechecha do'ehu," know Hashem in all your ways. Everything you do should be God-centered. Everything you do should be for the sake. You do business for the sake of eating what's tzedakah. You eat food, you make a bracha. Eat it in order to be strong, to serve Hashem. You do business, you try to detect, you try to explore the Hashgacha Pratis, the divine providence, the hand of Hashem that's in there, all these things. That's what we have to do. That's the intention, that's the neshama. Now, Chazal tell us in a medrash, famous medrash, that when Hashem created the world, He wanted a dira b'tzachtonim. He wanted to dwell in the physical world, right? In other words, when the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash was around, this was a fulfillment of this idea that we have a physical structure, and that physical structure was built to facilitate and to welcome the divine presence. So Hashem was living, so to speak, feeling comfortable in, so to speak, a physical structure. Of course, nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it doesn't matter. Because we are the Beis HaMikdash. We each build our own temple and our own homes and our own lives. And that's the idea. The idea is that when we do all the things that we do, in order to do them intentionally, for God's sake, in order to bring more godliness into the world, that is building our own personal Mishkan, so exactly the same thing applies. Now, when Hashem gave us the structure of the Mishkan, basically, the Mishkan needed the regular mundane activities to build it. In other words, it required plowing, planting to make herbs, cooking for the various things, the various herbs that you use as dye, sowing, tearing, riding, all these things, all the regular physical activity that we do was all necessary. And then, through those, that was the guf, that's the body of those actions, but the soul was that it was done with the intention of building a Mishkan, of making a place that Hashem could feel comfortable, that Hashem could be revealed. And that intention is the neshama, the soul of the action. Same thing nowadays, the money that we earn, the resource that we have, we try to make it all directed towards Hashem. Even the mundane things that we do, it's all to build a Mishkan, our own personal Mishkan for Hashem. If that's the case, why can't you do these things on Shabbos? Let's do them on Shabbos for the sake of Hashem. Why is it wrong to do them on Shabbos? Just because Shabbos is a holy day. It's also a holy experience. The Mishkan was a holy place. So why can't we continue in our own Mishkan? Why can't we earn money on Shabbos but have the intention that it's for Hashem's sake? That's true. However, we need one day before the weekday, sorry. That's called Yoima Dinishmosa, the day of the soul. That's a Zohar called Shabbos, the day of the soul. Meaning that we have to have one day before we go into the world, before we use the physical resources to do this, we have to know what is going to be the soul. We have to be fully immersed only in godliness. Not bringing God into the world, but rather just being focused on God. And that's the day of Shabbos. Shabbos is a God-centered day. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu in this week's parasha gathers the people and says, keep Shabbos, first of all. Get the idea of Shabbos. Connect to God. Connect to your faith. Connect to Emunah. Now, once you've done that, I want you to bring it into the world. So now go and build a Mishkan. Every Shabbos we have that message. Otherwise, we wouldn't have that message. We'd forget about what the intention is supposed to be and just get immersed and lost in the action of building physical success without remembering what it's for. So once a week we pause, remind ourselves, what is this all for? What are we doing? Let's be fully godly focused today, and let's remember we take that into the week and we dedicate ourselves to the week, the mundane week, to be a week with the right intention of welcoming Hashem into the physical world. However, we find that before it was the other way around. First was the physical work, then the Shabbos. Why? And the answer is because there's two aspects here. There's a Shabbos before the week and the Shabbos after the week. The Shabbos after the week is to gauge our success. When we finish a week and we've tried our best to make the week God-focused, we come to Shabbos and Hashem says to us, okay, let's see how successful you really were. Let's see how God-focused you really become. Take a day, don't work, and just trust that Hashem will make it work for you and be fully God-focused. And if you are, you've now shown that during the week was success. So Shabbos is the preparation for the week and also comes after the week to show how successful you actually were. That we're able, after a whole week, even though we were so immersed in the hustle and bustle of this world, to completely distract ourselves from that and just be focused on Hashem, because our intention the whole week long was for Hashem. This also explains a very interesting Chazal. One place Chazal says, if the Yidden would all keep one Shabbos, well, they would be redeemed. Another place it says, if the Yidden would keep two Shabboses, they would be redeemed. Why? So it's such a contradiction. But the idea is that it's actually two Shabboses which are really one. It's all about one thing. It's all about God being coming into the world and being completely godly focused. Which is two, really, because we have this idea of Shabbos at the beginning of the week, Shabbos at the end of the week. So really, it's not really a contradiction. It's the one Shabbos getting to the right focus. If we were all on board with that focus, the Mashiach will come, please God. So all that teaches us why Shabbos in this week's parasha comes before the Mishkan. Shabbos in Kisisa comes after the Mishkan. I will just also add that this week is Parshas HaChodesh. It's the time that Yidden got the calendar. Because when we say bringing Hashem into the world, what do we mean by that? We're taught to make the Rosh Chodesh holy and so on. So we know that the world, the frame of references of the physical world, is time and space. And everything we do in space, every object we pick up, every activity we do, needs to be focused on how we're going to make this godly. But time also works like that. Time is part of the Bria. Time is part of the creation. So the idea of having a calendar, the idea of the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh is to remind ourselves not only space and objects that have to be sanctified. It's time. Every single time, every single day when we wake up and we have a few hours, whatever it is, we have to know, what are we doing with those few hours? How are we going to bring Kedusha into the few hours? So therefore the concept of Ayakal Pekudei fits very nicely with the fact that this Shabbos is Parshas HaChodesh. Have a wonderful day and a very good Shabbos.